you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight on Nightly Pop, Kim and Pete aren't just sparking romance rumors. They are inspiring sex toys.
This is too much.
It's too much for me.
It's we'll too much for you, girl.
It's
Kim
too much for me.
Kim seems to love it.
And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on.
It's a lot of mediocrity being rewarded in these Hollywood streets.
Yep.
You recognize this ring? This is not your ring anymore. This is my ring.
If you're not teenagers, don't give me a promise ring.
Did I not pay enough attention?
You kind of look like this guy.
Slide into bed with us starting right now. Welcome to Gnarly Pop. Nina is here. Hunter is here. Thirsty Thursdays are here.
Drinking
Thirsty Thursday. We're all very thirsty today.
You look rested today.
I don't know if that's sarcastic or not.
No.
You just get mad when I say you're sleepy, so I have to tell you look rested.
Thank you so much. Yeah, a Thursday, for people that don't know, it's our Fridays work-wise.
It is you and I. Morgan has to work. You're being insensitive.
This is...
Morgan
yes, she does. I forgot about that. That's funny.
Nina, this is why women are so much more in tune. Do you know what I mean?
It's true.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Men are insensitive.
Insensitive. And, you know, you ask us for coffee, such a sweet gesture, and you're literally question-marking me as I'm doing a show. So thank God for Nina to be like, she's working. It's fine. We're going to get started because big news and Kim news. Kim and Pete aren't just sparking romance rumors. They are inspiring sex toys, you guys. And nothing says big fan like Cam Soda's new tattoo dildo. Ooh.
What?
Wait.
Wait a minute.
You guys, this is an homage
what
to
is
Pete's.
This?
Yeah, this is an homage to Pete's penis, and the company says it can even be programmed to vibrate based on his SNL appearances.
What is going on, though? I think this is something you have to see in person to understand, because I don't get the Pete Davidson.
At all.
I don't get the allure that women have for him. It may have something to do with this penis. But he might be that guy that's just, like, super charismatic. And he's not an unattractive guy. But the women are fawning over him like he's Brad Pitt. It's a little strange to me.
I get it. I see it. I keep, like, trying to remind myself my husband doesn't have tattoos on his penis. Like, I keep looking at that being like, no.
Because that's not a thing, right? Like, are men getting penises tattooed?
Look, this feels accurate. We've seen the sweatpants. I do think Pete is working with some peen.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen that sweatpants in action.
Mm-hmm. I hope it's not too accurate, since he has mom tattooed on the shaft of his penis.
I didn't even realize mom was on there. That's weird.
My mom has always been very adamant. She's like, I don't love the idea of you ever getting tattoos, Hunter. But she has been absolutely forthright about me not getting mom tattooed on my penis. That's been like a big one from day one.
That's
don't
some good
do
advice.
It.
It's pretty ridiculous. This is too much.
It's too much for me.
But it's too much for you, girl.
It's
Kim
too much for me.
Kim seems to love it. Right?
Oh, my God. You think they've actually had sex?
Yes.
Yeah, I think they've done much worse stuff than that.
I'm also pregnant with my second child, and I'm still like, do people have sex?
I
think there's a lot of people having sex that people don't anticipate. Like, people out here getting their on.
Especially single.
I'm people. No, I'm just kidding.
Leave it in. Oh, my God. All right. And just when we think the bar can't be set any lower on The Masked Singer, they cram two reality icons in one giant beach ball. Viewers are calling this show's worst performance ever, but it's really helped these two heal.
My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kind of homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the Dexy man turned on the radio and the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on.
a duet in that bitch?
It was a duet. There was two of them in the big beach ball. What do you guys think? Was it as bad as fans are saying, or you think it was okay?
I kind of agreed with the judges. We didn't show it, but right before, I thought it was the same person. The judges were like, is it Mariah Carey? Is it Beyonce? Who is it? And I was like, hey, which one is it? Which one of them? So this was shocking to me.
Really, it was, huh? I mean, I for sure thought Beyonce, no question.
Yeah.
So for it to be Mama June, so nuts.
Yeah, wild. Nina?
It's a lot of mediocrity being rewarded in these Hollywood streets.
Yep. And the Jay-Z song.
Yeah.
All right, to clone or not to clone, that is the question on Apple Plus's new drama, Swan Song. Mahershala Ali's character is dying. Sad. But good news, Glenn Close is there and she is cloning him. Mm. But obviously, shit gets a little complicated.
You want to go say hi?
So he has everything?
Even the memories you store deep in your subconscious.
Come.
Do this with us and let life go on for your family. A clean swap. You have an opportunity here.
I'm not done. I didn't say he could.
You're dying.
You think I like this? Being told I'm not me. Because you're not me. You are not me!
Oh, I want to watch this. This looks amazing.
Fantastic. Also, the setting.
Mahershala, Glenn, I'm here for it.
I'm here for it also. You here for it, Hunter?
I wrote a movie.
What?
I'm so done. Hunter needs to get
listen,
his own show
listen,
on
listen,
another
listen,
set.
Listen, right when we walk off set, I will show you the entire treatment for this movie. I swear
Shut
to God.
Up.
Swear to God. It was a guy who clones himself, and then he realizes he doesn't want to clone himself, and he tries to go back to his family, and the clone is like, no, and sends him away and basically makes him
Did you
seem
pitch
like
it to someone at Apple TV?
Yeah. I pitched not to Apple TV, but to a bunch of people. I don't care. I mean, I wasn't going to be able
what
to make it anyway. It was called Swan Song. No, it was just, I didn't have a good name for it. I'll show you the treatment right when we walk
I believe
set.
You. This is why you're going to get a f***ing Oscar. That's what's
I'll
so tell, annoying.
I just wish I had cast them in mine.
But honestly, I have a question for both of you.
Yeah.
Would you clone yourself given the opportunity?
No. No.
By the way,
it's not like I could now if like they had it where you could jump in the clone's healthy body. Like and it's your and you it's you. But like I don't want you to go have all the fun and I'm sitting in this motherfucking room.
That's
I
a good
get
point.
FOMO as it is.
Yeah.
You know me, I wouldn't do well with a clone. I'd hate the clone. Nope, nope, nope.
You would kill your clone.
Yeah, that would she wouldn't last a day.
You would kill her. Oh my God. You know what?
You know.
That's actually true. You've
what
seen
is
it,
happening?
Morgan. You've
what
seen
is
it.
You know, it's so crazy to see that I was not pregnant at one point in my life.
It's so crazy to see that I wasn't pregnant either. Look at that body.
With this right
oh
here.
My
oh my God.
God. Oh my God, is that me? Oh, come she, back.
I would clone myself.
Of course.
You would?
You love yourself
so
much.
I would
much.
Clone myself, but then the only problem is he'd probably get all the laughs. You know, and then I'd have
so
to kill
jealous.
Him. And
yeah.
then I'd have to murder
we'd
myself.
We'd be so nice to your clone.
Yeah, we
we'd
would be.
We'd be so nice to each other. We'd be like, you look awesome today. Be like, you're just saying that. I'd go, nah, I'm serious.
Yeah.
Aww.
You know?
It'd be a lot of smiles, a lot of teeth.
It'd be about 1,000 teeth between the two of us.
All right, so no cloning for us. All right.
Not in this family.
Oh, it looks like Cardi B's got a new job. She just agreed to officiate Cal Penn's wedding after he tweeted she was on his flight. Then he had a dream about his wedding. She asked why he didn't say hi and agreed to do the damn thing whenever they need her. Cardi is on her Twitter game. I feel like she is responding to people left and right. Like, she is easily accessible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like if we sent one tweet out to her to say, hey, join us, she'd be here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she would.
Elizabeth,
yeah.
That's task. We got to get that done.
I can hit her up.
You, well, you get invited to her birthday, so are you going to, you should.
Yeah, I'll ask her.
Okay. So
I don't know her like that, but I have enough access to ask.
She'll get here if you ask.
Yeah, I think she would do it eventually.
Eventually.
We probably have to book a year in advance.
I would definitely have Cardi officiate my, no.
She's
not.
Fun.
She's fun.
You know?
Would you have her officiate
Sure.
Your...
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah, I would do it. That's a lot of star power at my wedding right off the bat. I don't have to worry about inviting anybody else.
Would you be like, would you feel like the attention was being taken away from your special day?
But it's different when you're a guy. It's not our special day.
It is too. What do you mean?
No,
they
our special day
much.
Is when our team wins. Right? Right, guys? You know?
We have to take a break, but coming up, a reality star snaps over her stolen ring, plus one of the weirdest crying scenes we've ever witnessed.
That's a good job.
That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
To talk about last night's Winter House. So Kyle and the gang were getting good and wasted. Nothing new there.
Oh boy.
But when he lost track of his fiance Amanda, he lost track of his emotions too.
Where's Amanda? I gotta find Amanda.
All right.
Okay, come to me.
Where's my fiance? What the hell? Am I losing my mind? Has anyone seen Amanda?
Yeah, we were trying to find her.
I just checked every bedroom. I'll help you look.
Is there something more going on?
Yeah, we've been through the worst roller coaster ever with our wedding, and just like I've had like family members just be like, when you get married, you know, in a situation like right now, when I can't find her, I'm just like, I'm like worried because I'm like, did I not pay her enough attention?
Going on. I am so much more normal than I realize.
100%. It's always the people that are self... I spoke about this yesterday. It's always the people that are self-aware that are not as f***ed up as they think. Like, even my agent called me level-headed last week.
Oh, so
look at that.
Your agent's kind of in an illusion as well.
I am pretty level-headed, but I mean, first of all, I can't even relate. I mean, you probably can, like, because you're like in a frat house in a way with Dill and stuff, but I just feel like...
Are you gonna keep calling him Dill?
Dill. It's Dill. Dylan.
Dilly Bear. Yeah,
Dilly Bear.
Oh, my God.
But I can't even relate anymore to this level of wastedness,
yeah.
Right?
That guy's hammered. Because, like, in their voice, you know that drunk talk where every word is, like, syrup leaking out of their mouth?
Yeah.
That sort of feels
well
like. Because I thought he was going to be the drunk one, and he was like, where is she? And then everyone else is like, we'll help you look for her. And you're like, oh, this is collective.
And also,
this obviously is like about him having like all of these emotions before his wedding. She's just in the house. Like, she didn't go. She's in that same house. You didn't lose her. She's right here, like, literally.
Listen,
next door to you.
Well, there's a certain type of guy who cries when he's drunk. And can we see a photo of that guy again? It's a guy who wears a cat on his sweater.
By the way,
that's who does it. If you ever see a guy with a cat on his sweater, he cries when he drinks. Every time.
Yeah.
If you had blonde hair, you kind of look like this guy.
No, I don't, Nina.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't.
You kind of look like this guy. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, my God. Wait. I'm very excited to talk about this next thing, you guys. Over on TLC's I Love a Mama's Boy, things have gone from awkward to insane. Emily threw out Shakib's promise ring, but once his mom picked it up for herself, Emily had a change of heart.
Do you recognize this ring? This is not your ring anymore. This is my ring.
Layla, give me the ring.
What are you doing?
Give me the ring. Give me the ring.
The f*** are you doing? Emily, what are you doing, man?
Why are you throwing my flowers? Give me the ring.
Hey, crazy girl.
Oh, sweetie, you haven't seen me crazy.
Don't come near
me. No, you
are sick. Call the doctor. Make an appointment.
Well, now you're making a fool out of both of us again.
Oh,
what are you doing?
Give me my ring back, Shakib.
You're gonna cry.
Oh, give me my ring back, Shakib.
You're gonna cry over this ring.
Why is this bitch in this relationship? I think she's losing her damn mind because the mom is an overbearing psychopath and like she's lame for being in this relationship. Shakib's a bitch. Huge bitch.
Jesus.
Morgan. Do you see what we just watched? This is some insanity. And these are grown-ass people.
They're all a little nuts.
Nuts.
Yeah.
She's throwing potted plants into the woods.
Oh, I'd
what
be
hell
so
is going
mad.
On?
To be fair, this is the closest we've ever seen on TLC's I Love a Mama's Boy of a mom marrying her son.
If you're giving somebody a promise ring and you don't want that promise ring, it probably shouldn't go to your mom no matter what.
Guess
he
what?
Should
if,
probably.
If you're not teenagers, don't give me a promise ring.
By the way,
but, you know, like,
I don't understand what the promise ring is.
If we're seniors in high school, promise rings are great. Over 18, giving a promise ring.
I mean, listen,
get out of here.
I've gone straight to engagement rings twice. I don't f around with.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
I don't want to promise you. You promise these nuts. Give me a ring.
Yeah. Did you just these nuts?
I'm just like, it's so offensive.
These nuts needs to come back.
I don't know where that came from.
All these nuts.
I'm glad here, and I hope it's here to stay. It's nuts for the holidays. Nuts. It's here to stay.
Nom, 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 nut sandwich, bitch. Okay, 90 Day Fiancé is back with another Bears All Watch Party. This time, they are reacting to Sumit's mom not putting up with his wife, Jenny, being lazy. And by lazy, we mean Jenny has a stomach bug and just wants to rest. Well, her mother-in-law thinks she needs to toughen up.
एक बार लूज मोशन होने से जेनी की हालत खराब हो हम लोगों को अगर तीन चार पांच भी हो जाता है ना तब भी हम कुछ नहीं
मैं देखो सच बताऊं मेरे को लगता है कि शायद वो बीमार है
उठाना पड़ेगा
माय मदर इज एक्सपेक्टिंग जेनी टू फॉलो द ट्रेडिशनल मॉर्निंग रूटीन लाइक वेकिंग अप एट 6 o'clock इन द मॉर्निंग
कैसी हो
यू फील गुड
क्या हुआ
Leave her alone if she is sick.
हम तो इतना कुछ सिखाने आए थे योगा सिखाना था बहुत काम करवाना था और आप
yeah, she's gonna do yoga and her pants.
लग तो नीरा बीमार हो
Yikes.
खड़े हो चलो
This is so mean.
Okay, so if someone's waking you up after
listen, we already know I don't play that. No. You know I don't like to be woken up.
Woken up after
unless
you've
it's
had
work.
Right. After you've had diarrhea.
Look at this face. This woman is clearly sick.
There's like a stereotype about white people going to India and not being able to handle just like a lot of the food right. and water and everything. Get Delhi belly is what it's called. That's
oh my why mm.
I got Bali belly when I went to Bali.
You did?
Oh my god. I was the sickest I've ever been for 2 full days.
Wow.
It's no fun. And it's funny, she's like, I got the mom's like, I've had diarrhea every day my entire life. I've never missed morning routine.
But, and also, like, how illness affects you may not affect me.
She's older than the mom, so it's even a weirder dynamic that she's being told.
She's older than the mom? Oh, yeah. Bitch, oh, no, no, no. If we talk about deference, I'm older than you. I'm older than your mama.
This is my morning routine now. We get up at noon.
Y'all can't want love this much that you are willing to sacrifice this much of your self-worth. Like,
not
it can't
close.
Be that serious for some but no. Like, come on.
We have to take another break, but coming up, a guy's disgusting DMs instantly ruins a date. Love is Dead is next. It feels like the three of us have way too much love to go around, so let's bring us down a peg, you guys. It's time for us.
Love is Dead!
Okay, this first story was posted on Six Brown Chicks, and I'm just gonna read the entire thing because it is that good. Okay. So a while ago, my man's wife came home, and I jumped from the window and landed on a car. Cam footage went viral. I hurt my back and legs. More bills. He has not helped me and did not leave her as he promised, and he's now cheating on me with someone else.
Oh.
Advice.
So he's cheating on his side chick with someone else.
He is with another
and
side chick.
And he has
chick.
A wife.
And he's not leaving his wife. And this person jumped from a window and landed on her back.
I can't imagine that the is worth this.
Pathetic. Just therapy and leave.
And the fact that you still want him. Girl, you jumped on a whole car hood for this man. He didn't pay your medical bills?
He didn't speak to her again, I don't think.
Well, he didn't pay her medical bills. Did she pay his car repair bills?
Oh my God, okay.
You know what?
This one is just leave. All right, next, we all know dating can be hard. We all know that. But it's important to stay present, unlike this guy who found himself alone at the end of his date night.
I accidentally fell asleep at the movies on my date. And my date left me at the movies. So that's where I'm at in life. I forgot to mention she dressed.
You snooze, you lose, I guess.
I agree with you. Well said, so easy. If a man goes on a date with me and he falls asleep in the movie theater, I'm leaving his f***ing ass.
You gotta give it one tap at least. You gotta do the hey.
Yeah, you gotta
everyone's
tap
leaving.
Him.
Hey.
My best friend, she comes over and she literally, anytime we put on Netflix, she just passes out.
But you're not trying to sleep with her. Like, I feel like if the guy falls asleep, it almost shows like a disinterest in you. And I totally understand.
At the movies though?
If you've had a rough day and you're tired, maybe you just say, you know what, I'm tired. Maybe let's do something else other than a movie. I don't think I'm up for that long of a hang.
The movies are little time warps though.
Also,
like,
yeah,
you
who,
go
yeah.
in.
Why you, like,
you're
going
excited.
You're in a cozy little chair, you know, like.
Yeah. Yeah, you drink a bunch of Coke at the top, and then midway through the crash comes, you know?
By the way.
I don't think I would have ditched him. I think I would have woke him up a few times. If he kept falling asleep, I'd be like, hey, let's go. And then took him home and let him sit in it, but I don't know if it's necessarily worth breaking it off.
Especially totally. Also, I love that he's like, she drove. It's like, take an Uber. It's okay.
That was, I was like, why does she drive?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is all not adding up. Why was Chance the Rapper at the movies in the first place with someone besides his wife? You thought it. You thought it, Nina.
I didn't think
for
it
a split second.
I didn't think it.
Oh my God. All right. And sometimes you fall in love with someone, but you got that yawn out.
Oh, you over here falling asleep? Are you serious?
Oh, what are you guys gonna do? Drive away?
Oh my God. And by the way, it's never smart to brag before you seal the deal. I don't know why I did that. Like this guy who was taking a girl home when she caught him texting his brother. He wrote that he was bagging so many bitches and taking a girl back to the crib on the cab ride home.
I'm confused.
So she had his phone probably to look at something else, and she probably saw that his brother texted him something, so she went to the messages and saw that he, that guy with the hat on the date, wrote, bagging so many bitches, taking one back to the crib right now.
Oh, is this a joke?
With big, no, he was serious.
He was being serious, and then she saw it and was like, let me film this, and then he's like, let me get my phone back.
Do you text Dylan, like, do you text your brother?
Dill.
Yes, do you text Dill when you meet, like, a girl out? Would you, like, give him an update?
Yeah, I do, but that mostly because I'm like, hey, don't be in the living room.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. My friends are a little embarrassing. Like, if I'm out and I meet someone, they embarrass me.
Yeah, but they're being sweet, and you're also not going home with him first night. Well, maybe.
I mean, you are grown. You know, I'm a grown-ass woman.
Yeah.
But so, on my birthday, I met somebody, and I feel like everybody was like, ooh, who's that?
You know? So this guy shows up, and then all of a sudden, we're like, where's Nina? And she was there, just in a corner, talking to this guy like this.
I was not like this. We left the party together. We did not go home together, though. He was walking me to the elevator.
He was walking you to the elevator?
Let's talk about how I saw you in the elevator with some people that you left with. Are we starting this?
Nope.
Okay.
There you go. All right. That's all the time we have for tonight, sadly. But before we go, next week is Fan Appreciation Week, you guys. We'll be sharing your wildest comments, answering questions, and settling fan debates. So first up, send us your best breakup stories. DM them to us on Instagram at @E_NightlyPop, and we'll hear them next week. We might talk about yours, so set those DVRs.
Set your DVRs!
Bye.
It's very helpful to us ratings.